Good morning, everyone. This is Emma. I'm known on Twitter as Sunday Twist, all one word. And I'm known on Audioboo as Emma L. Doesn't have to be any capitals. I'm on my way to work. Very late start today. The alarm went off, but of course I fell back asleep. There's a wind here. I missed the earlier bus, but sure, feck it. Just get the next one. So, on the way there now. And, what was I going to tell you? I was actually going to discuss something that happened yesterday. I hope you can hear me with this wind. I was talking about the issue of homelessness. I bumped into a neighbour of mine yesterday. And in my area, it seems to be that there's at least one homeless person who is sleeping down by the shops area. And she started saying this is disgraceful that they were having homeless people, and there's rumours that the doctor in my area operates a methadone clinic, which I've no problem with, but she seemingly does. And so she's totally outraged that there's now a homeless man, which she's affiliating that because of the methadone clinic, which doesn't automatically go hand in hand, I hasten to add. And I said to her, do you think anyone wants to be homeless? Do you think anyone wants to just sleep in a sleeping bag or a duvet over them? Do you think they're doing this for the good of their own health? They're doing this because they've got nowhere else. I've known people. I did some work with the Simon community a few years ago. Simon community are a charity here that help homeless people. They supply them with food. Sorry, taxi behind me. Try and get them a bed for the night in a hostel and stuff like that. And I'm like, do you think that this person wants to be lying out here? And then I said to her, would you have the same opinion? I said, every morning when I go down Grafton Street, there are countless poor homeless people lying in shop doorways. I said, would you be so outraged? It's complete not in my backyard type of crap. And yeah, so it really outraged me. I'm like, homelessness is horrible. You know, it's not all drugs, right? It's not all alcohol related. Some of it can just fall out with people, lose their jobs, lose their home, haven't got enough money, and are left in a rut because then they live on the streets and then there's no way out of it because you can't get a job because you've no money, you've no address, you've nothing, and you can't really claim the dole and all that because you need, sorry, the wind is really bad, you need an address and they don't have one. They can't write under such and such shop doorway, Dublin 2 or something. They, you know, it's an awful thing, and I feel so sorry for them. That's why I always donate a couple of times a year to the Simon community, because they do fantastic work. You know, a lot of people just take for granted that at night you're wrapped up in your bed. Sorry about this. You're wrapped up in your bed. You don't feel the cold, you don't get hit by the rain, by the wind, and, you know, especially in winter time, it gets so cold, snow and ice and everything, and you just take everything for granted. As hard as, you know, things get, they could always get worse. So, if anyone shares that kind of opinion, I would just say, you know, think of others, think of people that have nothing in the world, and that all they may have possession wise is a sleeping bag. And so it kind of angered me, and we kind of left the conversation like that, but I guess I just wanted to acknowledge this and mention it. So I'm just waiting for the bus here, and again I apologise for the wind. Not going to get too wet. Unfortunately, it's a bit windy today. So I shall speak to you guys very soon. And remember, if you do have any spare money and you walk past someone who is homeless and is begging, why not just buy them something like a cup of tea or a cup of coffee or something hot? Because that may only be something that may be the only food and that they get all day, or maybe for a couple of days. So, yeah. Anyway, I'll speak to you guys soon. Take care. Bye.